It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go with lots of information. It is Kyle Bailey, and always joined by one of our local experts, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Today we're going to talk to buyers specifically about how to win in multiple offer situations. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And yes, absolutely. Even though more homes are coming on the market, the best ones are still moving quickly. And buyers are competing for homes that are priced right, in good condition, and in the right location. But the good news is that winning is not always about offering the most money.
So what could it be?
Well, sometimes the winning offer is simply the one that gives the seller the most confidence. And so that means having your pre-approval ready before you start shopping, being prepared to act quickly, keeping contingencies as clean as possible, and being flexible with the seller's timeline. Yeah, so if one buyer offers a little more money but comes with a lot of conditions, delays, or uncertainty, and another buyer is well-prepared and easy to work with, sellers will often choose the cleaner, more certain offer.
So that's good to hear, because I think most buyers are hoping they don't have to empty out every dollar out of the couch cushions just to get a house.
Exactly. And sometimes the winning offer is simply the one that is the most prepared.
All right. So what are some of the new listings hitting the market this week?
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at 911 Northeast Newton Creek Road in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $199,000. It's a three-bedroom, one bath. It's 940 square feet. This home sits on just over a quarter of an acre. It offers a large fenced yard. It's got a workshop, double carport, and Newton Creek just beyond the property, so it needs some work. And for a buyer wanting to build equity, this could be a great opportunity.
All right. And you know what we did? We jumped right ahead. Let's talk about the market recap.
Yeah, let's go. Let's have a recap. So the biggest story is that activity picked back up with new listings. We had 52 new listings that hit the market this week compared with just 38 the week before. So that we're up 14 listings. That's a 36% increase in new listings week over week. And heading over to pending sales, that increased from 44 to 50. So that tells us buyers are still acting quickly when the right home comes on the market. And we had six more pendings compared to the prior week. So we're up 13% week over week on pendings.
And so that means even though there are more homes to choose from, the buyers are still moving fast.
Exactly. And then moving on to price changes, we also saw more price changes this week. That tells me some sellers may have started too high and are having to adjust. And so we had eight more price changes this week compared to the prior week. So that's a 17% increase.
What about ones that are back on the market?
Yeah, back on the market. So kind of holding steady. The week prior, we had 16 come back on the market. This week, we're at 15. So sometimes sales don't always stick together, or properties that didn't list are coming back on the market.
So what about the sold ones?
Yeah, sold listings. In the prior week, we had 26 closings. This week, we had 20. So that's down six, down about 23% week over week. But with the pendings on the rise and new listings, I'm expecting those closings to come up as well.
What about coming soon listings?
Yeah, so if you have been watching these, watch for when these hit the market, because we had four coming soon listings coming up in the next couple of days.
So what does all this mean for buyers waiting to jump in?
Yeah, if it means if you find a home you love, you need to be ready. So have your financing lined up, know your comfort zone before you walk through that front door. And when you write an offer, keep it strong, clean, and easy for the seller to say yes to. So the buyers who tend to win are not always the ones who offer the most. They're usually the ones who are the most prepared.
All right, now let's go to new listings and give you the second one.
Perfect. We've got an affordable and flexible house at 66 Northwest Carey Street. This house is offered for sale at $265,000. It's a two-bedroom, one bath with 1,200 square feet. So the nice thing about this, it does have a really nice bonus room or a flex room that could work as a third bedroom. It could be a great hobby room or a den. Plus, this house has a large kitchen with room for an island. and a pantry. It's got a covered porch. It's got that RV parking. It's on a corner lot, and the entire yard is fenced. And behind that carport, there's a nice workshop. So $265,000.
All right. You know, this sounds like one of those where you could move right in, but still have time to kind of make it your own.
Absolutely.
So what about something that maybe on some acreage?
Yeah. So next we have a historic farmhouse on acreage. Check out this house at 412 Azalea Glen Road. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, just over 2,100 square feet on 1.19 acres. It's offered for sale at $375,000. So it's a restored farmhouse that was originally built in 1917. It's got refinished original wood floors, butcher block countertops, the new roof, fresh paint, and all kinds of character. It also has I-5 visibility and zoning that could allow for a business.
All right, what about something maybe in Myrtle Creek?
Yeah, so we've got a cute updated home with some outdoor living space at 184 Chadwick Lane. It's just under $400,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,426 square feet. This house has a remodeled kitchen with the granite countertops, custom cabinetry, and a cooking island with a double oven. Lots of storage. It's got a fire pit, too, and that porch swing if you like to enjoy the outdoors.
Wow, and I see we've got another one in Azalea.
So yes, down south, we've got lots of acreage and creek property. So 1293 Starvout Creek Road. This is offered for sale at $629,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,700 plus square feet on 3.7 acres. This property has a creek, workshop, chicken coop, RV parking, and multiple bonus spaces.
So if you want to go up in dollars and get something a little more on the luxury side, what do you have?
Yeah, so check out this house. It's luxury, acreage, and a guest studio, 445 Melqua Road in Roseburg, $950,000, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,400 square feet on 5 acres. This house has panoramic views of the vineyards, South Umpqua River, and the Callahan Mountains. So if you like vaulted cedar ceilings, granite countertops, wood floors, and that floor-to-ceiling stone fireplace, this house checks those boxes. And inside, they're vaulted. We're going to go outside now to a detached shop. And that's where the guest studio is with its own kitchen and bathroom.
Wow, it sounds like one of these homes where you could show up for the open house and suddenly start wondering if you could be the kind of person who owns 5 acres in a vineyard view.
Yeah, exactly. Step into this house and very quickly you're going to want to make it your own.
Wow. All right, let's talk open houses.
Open houses. So in Roseburg, 1818 Northeast Todd Street. This house is under $400,000, $382,500, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1733 square feet. Hosted with Nathan Johnson at Neal Company. This house is going to be open Saturday from 11 to 2. And out in Glide, we have another open house from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., 1884 Wild River Drive. This is a very nice, comfortable home, 2,800 square feet, 1.1 acres on the North Umpqua River with a completely climate-controlled and finished shop. It's got a gated drive, $750,000. So check that one out tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Wow, that's good. And I looked at the pictures. That one kind of has this cool high-end feel.
It does. And you can just, it has a nice trail down to the river.
All right. What else do we have?
Well, you could check out 6404 Looking Glass Road, hosted Saturday, April 18th, 9 to 3 p.m. A house on 30 acres. And you know what? Tomorrow is Keller Williams' open house extravaganza. So we've got way more open houses than this that are going to be on the market all throughout Douglas County. So if you want to check out open houses, come to any of these. We'll have a list for you. We'll post it on our Google Business page so that you can download that list.
Wow. And we have about one in Sutherland, too.
Yeah. So check out this house, 1774 East 4th Avenue in Sutherland, $422,000, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,600 square feet. It's on a corner lot. And this one's going to be open on Sunday from April 19th, from 10 a.m., until 12 p.m. So it's a great one-level option in Sutherland.
All right. As we wrap up, any final thoughts for buyers?
Yeah. So if you think you might end up in a multiple offer situation, which you never know when that's going to happen, it's best to be prepared before you ever find that house. So get pre-approved, know what you're comfortable offering, and make sure you and your agent have a plan. Because when the right house comes along, the buyers are usually the ones who win are usually the ones who are ready.
All right, and give folks your phone number.
Yeah, so if you'd like help buying or selling, give us a call at 541-366-6080 or visit marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street.